You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We've seen what you can do. Wonders, your power has no end. The things you've done before, in greater measure, you will do again. 'Cause there's no.
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live, to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
And good morning. We want to welcome you to Wednesday Live and want to thank you for tuning in to WCNO in Palm City, Florida. This is 89.9, and we have a great morning scheduled. And I have with me in the studio David.
That's me. Yes.
And
as far as I know, anyway.
Yes, David is with us. Karen is with us. And we have also Jim Sunderworth from Morningside Church that is joining us today. And we are going to be talking about some very important things. We also have a guest that is going to be joining us here in just a moment. We have Chad Davis that is going to be joining us as well. But we want to start off with just a couple things in regards to mail. And what has come in the mail in the last couple days, and just kind of get our program started with that. What do you have anything, Karen?
Yes, I have something that came in over the website, a prayer request. This is from Trent, asking for prayer for that his wife would accept Christ.
Amen.
And also to pray for her right arm that's been causing her a lot of pain for a couple of months now.
Okay. All right, Dave, what do you have?
I have a prayer request from Sarah, and as I interpret what she's asking for, it's just deliverance from confusion in her life.
Okay.
So I can well understand that. And then Jose had some serious second-degree burns on part of his face, and he's just asking for ongoing healing.
Absolutely. Complete and total healing for that. All right. So, Karen, why don't you open us up with prayer, and we're going to jump right into our topics today.
All right. Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to come before you. And to,
amen.
Father, to just highlight things that are going on in our area. We thank you, God, for the ability to promote different events and to let the community know things that are happening, Lord.
Yes.
So we just thank you, Lord, for this day, for this program. We ask your blessings upon it. And for those that are here as guests, those that are on the phone, and Lord, that you would be glorified in this time, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And Lord, I just want to lift up Trent's wife to you.
Yes, Father.
We just pray, God, that she would receive you, Jesus, that her heart would be open to you, Lord. Father, we know that you have the perfect time for her to come to know you, and that no man comes to you unless the Holy Spirit draws them. So, Lord, we just pray, Holy Spirit, that you would go to work in her life, Lord, and draw her to Jesus. And, Lord, we also pray for healing for her arm, and just ask you, Lord, to touch her today and bring healing to her in Jesus' name.
And we add that for Jose, as you heal him recovering from those burns, and for Sarah, Father, and this clear confusion that is not of you, and that you would drive away the enemy and bring clarity to her life.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. And again, we want to welcome all of you. And, you know, we have a big, big family. And we have a big, big mouth for Jesus here at WCNO. And we're reaching down into Fort Lauderdale and up into the outskirts of Melbourne. I picked that up as I was heading up to Jacksonville, to Mayo, earlier in the week. And, of course, we're reaching out to all those bass fishermen that's out on Lake Okeechobee someplace. Yes. Out there bringing in the big catch surrounding all the communities surrounding Lake Okeechobee. And even over into the Bahama Islands, the Western Islands, we want to say hey to you this morning, and want to just encourage you to keep your eyes on Jesus today and keep your dial set to 89.9. We're going to have a great morning. All right, we want to get right into our topic today, and that is we have some awesome things getting ready to happen at Morningside. Awesome things happen there all the time. But we have Jim Sunderworth, who is with us. And Jim, I have a handy-dandy piece of paper that tells me you are involved in worship ministry.
Yes, I'm so blessed to be a part of Morningside all these years and to be able to, well, to be able to worship publicly and hope that people want to join me.
Amen.
Just honor the Lord, worship, praise Him for what He's done in my life.
Amen.
And just pray that people want to join me.
And you've been doing this for a long time.
This is, I started 20, about 50 some years now.
ever since you were about 3 years old.
I started singing about three. Yeah, that's true.
Wow. Wow, but you're a part of a great ministry. It's one of the foundational pillar ministries that's here in the Treasure Coast of Florida. Morningside Church has certainly been a part of my knowledge. We've been to concerts over the years there and have a great concert coming up, and I think we want to just start right away by talking about this upcoming concert. We want to welcome the guest that has joined us, Chad Davis, as well.
Yes, Stephen Curtis Chapman. We're so excited. He's been there one other time. People love him, and because he's the real expression of hearing the heart of God, putting it in song. Amen. And being able to express it. We look forward to him being here.
Excellent. So, Jim, have you met Chad before? Chad, can you hear us out there?
I can hear you. Good to speak to you guys this morning.
Welcome, Chad. Glad to have you here speaking to all of your new friends here on the East Coast of Florida. We're excited about what's getting ready to happen. And tell us who you are, what you do, and what can we expect with Stephen Curtis Chapman coming to town?
Part of the Awakening Events and the Awakening Foundation, and we basically are the team that puts together the entire tour, not just the one coming there to Port St. Lucie and Morningside Church, but we've got about 30 shows this spring that Stephen's been out on, and wrapping up here, coming down through Florida for a few days, and I'm just really excited about it. It's an evening with Stephen Curtis Chapman. That's the best way we could describe the night. Any of you who are familiar with Stephen's music, I mean, there's 50 some odd songs that he's, you know, number one hits from him over the years. So it's one of those nights where you'll know every song. He'll start playing and you'll start singing along, and it'll be one of those nights that you'll just really enjoy, and he'll share stories too. So it's a fun night of music and just a lot of encouragement happening as well.
All right. That's pretty great. And of course, Jim, how are you involved in bringing guests into town with your church? And
well, of course, we work with Scott, and we work with Pastor, and we our praise team once in a while opens, and we do different things. We help carry equipment in. Yes,
really, you do some roadie work.
We do some roadie work. Anything we can do to help it make it easier for our guest. And, of course, we stay in prayer because we don't want it just to be a musical event. We do want it to be ministry, and that's why we love Stephen so much, because he's just an amazing songwriter that hears the heart of God. Can you imagine having 56 Gospel-Associated Dove Awards? I mean, it's amazing. Wow. Can you imagine selling 500,000 songs, a million songs, platinum record, gold record? But he walks in humility. Anybody like this could just be walking pretty, you know, but he walks in humility, and we love that.
Those awards are glory to God. I mean, this is a man who's anointed.
Yeah, Yeah, absolutely. Exactly.
And I think we have almost all of those 50 songs in rotation at this radio station.
I believe we probably do. Chad, tell us what is happening. You know, we've had a couple years of just really intense fear that's been in our nation and even in the church, and the church has sort of been impacted by this. How has worship and music and ministry, how has this impacted the opportunity that you as an organization have had to be able to connect with God's people?
It's been a weird couple of years, and that's probably the best way you could describe it. And to be honest, I mean, you know, when everything kind of shut down, we actually we had a few shows that evening that were planned and preparing, and we had to call it halt and just a dead stop. And in our world, you know, just like a lot of churches face, you know, in our world, it's critical that we're able to allow people to gather together and just, you know, worship together and encourage one another. And so it definitely was kind of weird, you know, what do we do? And we kind of pivoted for a little bit, and we actually would go to we went to drive-in theaters for a while, for a couple of years, and Stephen was part of one of those tours, to where it was an opportunity for us to still gather together and enjoy the music and worship together, but yet do it in a safe way. And that's been the most important thing we've looked at over the past couple of years, is how to do this and come back together, you know, as quickly as we could, but as safe as we could at the same time. And now, you know, we definitely do more traditional concerts and more traditional gatherings. And what's been nice about it is a lot of these events, where a lot of our shows that we've done over the years, we're in, you know, traditional arenas and theaters, but it's been really nice to be able to get back into the churches and do some more shows at churches, because that's where our heart is, you know, being able to have shows like with Stephen, to where it's a night of worship and encouragement for everyone. And just, you know, be able to come back together and have those moments of worship and know that, you know, God is in control of everything we do, and just having that opportunity to get back together and commune together and congregate together. It's such an amazing opportunity now. We've seen things happening all over the country right now this spring with the many different shows we're doing, but especially with this Stephen Curtis Chapman show. It's just a special night.
All right, we want to talk about that night. When is it, and how can people get connected, Jim, to find out more information, phone numbers, web page, maybe ticket sales, or where? How would people find
Chad? Chad, why don't you give them the address as to how they can get a hold of you, because you guys are taking care of a lot of the sales, and we're having a sales course at Morningside. So could you share with us?
Yeah, absolutely. The best place to go is you can go to awakeningfoundation.com. Again, just awakening, so it's awakeningfoundation.com. You can also go to StephenCurtisChapman.com if that's easier to remember. At Morningside Church, and really looking forward to it. There's some really fun opportunities as far as, you know, you're talking about tickets, and there's plenty of seats available, but they will go fast, you know, in this last couple of weeks. We definitely will see people to where, you know, with the show being here at the end of next week, it's one of those where this is the time where people finally make the decision, hey, I want to go to the show. So those last few tickets that are out there are going to go. But there's a unique opportunity with this show, is we call it, because the show is general admission, where it's not, you know, it's not reserved seats, you know, people can come in and, you know, and just kind of pick their seat. Well, we have an early entry option where you can get there and you get to come in early, and not only do you get to pick the best seats in the room, but also you'll have some time to, like, you know, walk around in the lobby, and if you want to buy that t-shirt, if you want to, you know, pick up a book from Stephen or a new CD from him, you know, you have that opportunity before everyone gets in. It's a little bit easier to get to the tables, but yeah. So I mean, it's like I said, awakeningfoundation.com or StephenCurtisChapman.com are the two best places you can go to find the tickets for the show.
Now, is there a theme, a ministry point with this concert with Stephen Curtis Chapman that you could share with us?
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the things that's been critical to the Awakening Foundation, is that we're constantly looking for ways to give back, and we partner with Child Fund, which, you know, they work to help sponsor children in other countries and provide meals and resources to help children grow up, and they also provide the gospel at the same time. So it's an opportunity to do international ministry, but also, you know, we always look for local ministry opportunities as well whenever we come into town. But the biggest one, I mean, and you'll hear a little bit while Stephen's there about Show Hope, which is his one of his heartbeat ministries. It's about adoption, because, you know, as he and his wife have adopted a couple of children over the years, and so that there will be some information to find out about that. So there's a couple of ministry opportunities in the evening as well, to where not only come and enjoy the show, but you can hear about things that are happening, you know, all over the world that are impacted by this show coming to town.
All right, excellent, excellent. Jim, again, what night, what's the date, and how can people get information today? They're listening, people's in their cars, and grab your pen, get ready, grab your phone, get ready to enter information.
Yes, it's at Morningside Church. It's April the 9th. It's a Saturday night. You get in at early, 6 o'clock. It's going to open the doors for everyone about 6:15 or so. You can call 335-5166, 772-335-5166, and talk to our secretary there. Put your name in, get your tickets. You can write 2180 Southeast Morningside Boulevard, Morningside Church, 2180 Southeast Morningside Boulevard, and get a hold of our people there to get tickets. You don't want to miss this concert, and we've got a special guest also along with Stephen. Mac Powell is going to be there, the lead singer for Third Day.
Wow,
and he's going to be there, and he's an amazing man. I've listened to his music, who's touched my life, and I know he's touched so many lives. So when you have both Stephen Curtis Chapman and also Mac Powell, you're in for a powerful concert service, an impactful relationship with the Holy Spirit. I believe that with all my heart.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, Chad, is there anything else that you have to share with us here in Florida with the upcoming event with Stephen Curtis Chapman? Any other pertinent information that you can share?
Yeah, like I said, as you know, you just heard again, the show's next Saturday, April 9th, there at Morningside Church. It'll be a great night. Just, you know, like I said, we call it Evening with Stephen Curtis Chapman because that's the easiest way to describe it. It's one of those things, too, where it's a great night to just get out and enjoy, like, you know, we'll call it a date night, if you will. You know, one of those times, just an evening of just getting away and enjoying an evening of worship and, like I said, music and encouragement and songs you're going to sing along to all night. So we're really looking forward to being there on the Treasure Coast and actually coming to Port St. Lucie with this show. And I can't wait to see how it ministers to people throughout the evening. We hear great stories every night as people walk away, and we just can't wait to hear the stories from there once this show comes to town.
All right, Chad, we want to thank you for joining us. We're actually going to go to one of his songs. We're going to go to Not Home Yet, and we'll be back with Jim Sunderworth. We're going to talk a little more about Morningside Church, some of the ministries that take place there every day, and great school, and great staff, and great reputation here on the Treasure Coast of Florida. And so we'll be right back. Chad, God bless you. Thank you for joining us a bit this morning. And again, make sure you put it on your calendar, the 9th, Stephen Curtis Chapman coming up, Morningside Church, Port St. Lucie, Florida. You want to make your plans now. And Chad's telling us there's tickets still available. And let's make sure every seat is filled with somebody that's hungry to grow in the Lord.
Thanks, Chad.
Thank you. God bless you guys.
All right.
God bless.
To all the travelers, pilgrims longing for a home, from one who walks with you on this journey called life's road. It is a long and winding road from one who's seen the view and dreamt of staying on the mountains high. One who's cried like you,
wants just to lay down and die. I offer this. We must remember this. We are not.
You are listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida, and this is Wednesday Live. And we are here, as Karen Hubbard likes to say, live in the studio right here in Florida. We're not coming to you
real
from...
Real people.
Yeah, real people. We're not from out of state somewhere. We're actually here in, Hubert would tell us, beautiful Palm City, Florida. The palm trees, right. They're waving their arms celebrating, you know, to the Lord. Yeah, well, Jim Sunderworth from Morningside Church, Port St. Lucie, Florida. Jim, some great things going on. It was great talking with Chad Davis a few moments ago about the Stephen Curtis Chapman concert that's coming up on the 9th. But there's a lot of great things that happen at Morningside. You have been connected with senior pastor, Tom Crawford for a lot of years. Tell us a little bit about the church, a little bit about its history, but let's talk about the school and some of the things that's taken place there.
It's a great church. I have known Pastor Tom Crawford since the 70s. I met him when he'd just gotten married, and he and his wife were at a church, and I'll never forget that morning that I went to the church and we sang and we met. And we stayed in contact, and every church that he would go to, he would have me come, and I'd do concerts or men's ministry and things. So we stayed friends over the years. When he came to Morningside, he was kind of a co-pastor. He had about 80 people running at the church at that time. And I came down, was with him, and came back over the years, got to know his people here, and fell in love with the church and this area. And he began to work on me and say, hey, why don't you come down and help us? You know how that goes.
Right.
And it was just kind of the right timing how in 1995 I came to Morningside. and been here since 1995 with Pastor Tom, and came knowing that I was to underrow his vision and his ministry. I was here to underrow him and what God was doing in his heart. And he did have a vision, had a phenomenal vision. He was clear cut. There was nothing going to stop him because God had called him here. And he began to allow the Holy Spirit to grow the church, and his vision was that he would have a family center that would house and be able to reach out to the community and have a Christian school. Mm. He wanted a Christian school so desperately. And I never did tell him, but I always had a vision that I would be working in a church that had a Christian school.
Wow.
Because the foundation of our world is based on, do our children have an opportunity to understand truth?
Right. Are we going to pass this on, or is it going to die with me?
Yeah.
Right.
And so it opened the door for me to be not just a part of a church, but to see a facility begin to grow and see that facility used every day of the week. And now we're running, I think about 365 kids from kindergarten area up to 5 years old and fifth grade to the fifth grade, and the place is just humming with kids, and they're walking in line, and they're respectful, and they honor their teachers, and they say good morning, and they say thank you, and I'm watching these kids just like ants everywhere, watching them play and watching them go into their classes, and it's inspirational.
Well, Morningside Church has been a part of WCNO ministry for a long time.
Many years.
And in fact, the spot, every time I hear it, in regards to one of the earliest Christian schools in the Port St. Lucie area. We have been blessed to be partners with you. Our ministry here has grown. Your church has grown. Yeah. You have more than one campus, I believe, now?
Yes, we have one out west.
Okay.
The west campus. We have one, of course, on the east. I'm just amazed what the Lord's, how he's sustained us, even through coronavirus, all that situation. It has been wonderful to see how he's done this. And he's sustained the school.
Yes.
And he's protected the school and protected our teachers. I feel a hedge around as our kids were there. God loves children.
Amen. He does.
He loves children, and he loves anybody. Any church is going to be blessed that blesses children.
Yeah. Amen.
And tries to bring those children under the admonition of the Holy Spirit and a relationship with Christ. How are we going to have moral fiber without truth? How are we going to have faith without hearing the gospel, hearing the word? And this gives the opportunity. And Pastor Tom has been faithful to that call. It's easy to start anything.
Yeah.
It's not the start, it's the stay.
Right.
And that man has stayed.
Yeah, it's been a blessing. So there have been some transitions. I'm looking here at Pastor Scott Crawford. Tell us about him. Sounds like maybe part of the family.
Well, he is. He's his son. He is a wonderful young man, and he's called to the ministry.
Excellent.
And he has worked with the academy for years and administrated a lot of the details there and has worked with the academy. But he's transferring over into pastoring. He does pastor the West Campus.
Okay.
And he's a young man that's totally committed to the Word. He loves to teach the Word. He's a good administrator, a great administrator, and he's very gifted. So Pastor Tom, he and Pastor Tom, I would almost say co-pastor in a sense. They are pastoring together, and of course, Pastor Tom realizes, you know, how life goes, there are cycles.
Sure.
And we do, I don't know about you, but it seems like to me that time is flying.
At this point in life, it is.
My wife, Diane, says, days sometimes go by slowly, but years fly.
They fly.
So we've watched
true that.
That
is.
So I believe Scott is doing a transition in a sense that is good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Blessed of the Lord.
People love it. So it's good.
So you have the school.
Yes.
And it's a strong ministry. Did you say through fifth grade? Is that?
No. We go all the way. That was just at the beginning. They started at the very beginning. They've been involved for 35 years now.
Okay.
They go, 1996 and 97, they began going from preschool all the way to the 12th grade.
All the way. So this is a full educational opportunity.
Oh, yes, there's 590 kids on campus, okay, all the way from preschool, kindergarten, all through the grades into the 12th grade. And the what's wonderful, it's fully accredited. They have total certified teachers in every respect. It's a college prep school. Mm. They get ready for, they have opportunities to get ready for school, college.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my kids went there. My boys went there. And the thing that that helps so much is they learn wisdom. What is it? They learn what it is to have favor. Mm-hmm. They learn what it is to walk humbly, and they learn what it is to live with respect.
Yeah.
That's what the world needs. Kids that grow up that have the ability to see consequences, the ability to understand favor and be able to look at people in the eye, and people say, I want to help you.
Amen.
That's a blessed thing, and that's what they're learning.
For sure. That's awesome. Before we close out this first segment with you, once again, let's just get the information out about the upcoming concert and how people can get a hold of Morningside Church for more information about the ministries, because you have a full ministry to the whole family there. I know Celebrate Recovery and so many things happen there that's excellent.
Many, many wonderful things. Yes, it's April the 9th. It's going to start at 7 o'clock. The main doors open at $15 a ticket. Main doors open about 6:15. You get there early if you have the early tickets and get find the chair you want to sit in, get as close as you want to get. But they can call 772-335-5166, 335-5166. Port St. Louis, that's our church. And then it's 2180 Southeast Morningside Boulevard.
Very good. Stephen Curtis Chapman coming to town on the 9th. For more information, you want to get a hold of Morningside Church for that. And, of course, it's been a great blessing, Jim, having you with us today and just finding out a little more about a strong partnership that we've had for many years here at the radio station. David, you had one question in closing before I asked Jim just to pray over this event and over our Treasure Coast.
Yeah, the thing that struck me is music's always moved me in a way that nothing else does. And concert like this with an anointed, gifted man like Stephen Curtis Chapman is definitely going to touch hearts. And I know some people are going to come and maybe they're not quite right with the Lord, and some people may not know him at all.
Right.
And maybe a guest or something. Hearts are touched. Hunger for Jesus is excited. Is there going to be ministry there, people that can talk to folks?
Absolutely. That's why we're there. That's what the whole thing is all about. Every gift is given that we might bring glory and honor to the Lord. And we'll have people there available to pray with people if they would like to be prayed with or speak to.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Jim, just close this segment with a time of prayer.
Yes.
As we pray over this event and just believe this is part of Father God's plan to strengthen the church, encourage the church, and to send us out with a fresh anointing for the days that we're living in.
Yes. Amen. Well, Heavenly Father, your word says, it's in Psalms 34, it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in our mouth. Not just in singing, but in every day. His praise shall be in our mouth. And we will make our boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Father, I am so thankful today that we can bless your name.
Thank you,
we can praise you. We can sing and use our gifts. You take the gifts and you anoint those gifts. And Father, those that are broken, those that are in need, you have set up divine appointments. And we feel like that this April the 9th on a Saturday night, this will be a divine appointment for so many people that will come to hear music, and all of a sudden they'll hear the heart of God. So Lord, this is our prayer. We pray that this would not be a concert, but this would absolutely be ministry to encourage those that need to be encouraged, to strengthen those that need to be strengthened, to give wisdom to those that need wisdom, and to give joy to where those that the joy of the Lord would come into our hearts, because a merry heart doeth good like medicine, and we need that in America today. So, Father, we commit this to you. We commit our time to you on the 9th of April, and we commit this station. WCNO, Father, they have started and they've stayed with it, and I pray a special grace anointing to continue to be in their ministry, and we give you praise for how many lives that have been changed and directions and destinies been turned because they were willing to be here every day. So God bless this station. God bless our concert and each of our churches, and we'll give you praise in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Again, Stephen Curtis Chapman coming to Morningside Church on the 9th. This next song is by Stephen Curtis Chapman, and it's For the Sake of the Call.
Said, come follow me, and they came. With reckless abandon, they came. Empty nets lying there at the water's end. Told a story that few could believe, and none could explain.
And what a blessing already this morning. We have had Jim Sunderworth from Morningside Church. And, of course, we've been talking about upcoming concert that's going to be at Morningside with Stephen Curtis Chapman on the night. Well, right now we have Ma and Paul with us in the studio. We have some more great things we've got to get to this morning. And I know we have Tim and Maria Widrow that's on standby. We're going to be talking about prayer and fasting that is coming right up. And so right now we're going to welcome Ma and Paul. And the Widrows are going to want to listen in, so we need to keep all of our personal sounds to a minimum. Hearing some squeaking or something there, guys. All right, so there we go. For Ma and Paul, family is really important. They both grew up with strong family values. They learned the importance of helping each other, working hard together, and enjoying fun times, too. Most families are filled with decent folk, but there can be one or two members who are an embarrassment to the rest of the family. The Christians in any family have a biblical foundation upon which to address the antics of those few unsavory or downright immoral members. With prayer and searching out God's word, there isn't any challenge that can't be met. In Ma and Paul's family, the one person whose general behavior is often objectionable is Paul's younger brother, Cedric. He was known as an irresponsible wastrel who was always looking to family to bail him out of his self-generated troubles. Paul has learned to avoid falling for Cedric's specious stories of financial need. However, something is different, and Cedric's most current request for assistance has put Paul in a quandary.
Hey, Ma, you got a minute?
Yeah, I'm just here just about to balance the checkbook, but that can wait. What's on your mind?
Well, it's kind of ironic that you're just getting ready to examine our financial status, because I just got off the phone with Cedric.
Oh, no. What does he want now? More money?
Well, it's kind of odd what he asked me for, but it wasn't money.
Well, ain't that unusual? The only time he calls you is to tell you some sad story that'll make you open up your wallet for him.
Yeah, I remember the first time he did that. He just graduated high school, and he decided he wanted to be one of them entrepreneurs.
I believe the word is entrepreneurs.
Yeah, all right, one of them. Anyway, he had this idea to start his own business, and he needed $500. He said he'd saved that much, and he had it in cash in a shoebox that he'd kept in his bedroom closet. But then he said a rat had chewed into the box and ate all of his savings.
Oh, I remember all that. He had some kind of machine he was going to build.
Yeah. Well, he noticed in every closet he looked into, all them metal coat hangers were bent. Hell, he figured folks would pay for him to straighten their hangers so they wouldn't have to buy new ones. So he said he'd designed a device that would do the job. He needed the money to get the parts to build it.
Well, do you think seriously about what he said his plans were? I mean, the whole idea of unbending coat hangers seemed kind of out there. Did he come up with that? What he would charge to fix them hangers? Did he show you his plans for the machine? Did anybody put any real thought into what his business plan would look like?
Ma, listen, back then, when Cedric expressed even a shred of interest in being responsible, I didn't push him. I suppose I could have, and maybe I should have, but I figured if I hammered him with a ton of questions, he might get discouraged.
Yeah, so instead you just loan him $500 and hope for the best.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, then nothing came of it.
Not really. I mean, he did build some kind of machine, and I even saw it, but he couldn't get it to work. Now, I'm pretty good with mechanical things, but, you know, for the life of me, I couldn't figure out just how it was supposed to work.
Yeah, then later on you found out he just welded up some old junk parts he took from the backyard of Thurman Munchley's transmission shop. He had you conned out of your money, Pa.
Yeah, he sure did.
Well, I understand how you felt back then when your brother, who didn't appear to have any interest in taking responsibility for his own life, suddenly appeared to change.
You know, Ma, the whole family was concerned for Cedric. My mom and daddy grieved over his apparent lack of ambition. I believe he knew this, and he used our hope for him against us. I mean, there were several times over the years he'd dangle the possibility before us that he'd awakened from the stupor of his laziness. All he needed was a little financial help to get back on track. And because we loved him, well, we'd fall into his trap.
It was about 20 years ago, I believe, when old Cedric conned your folks out of several thousand dollars. He'd gone up to New York for a while and then returned with a tall tale.
Yeah. He said he'd been given an opportunity to get into a porta-potty franchise. There was a lot of construction in Manhattan, and he could put two and sometimes even four porta-potties at over 100 job sites. He needed $20,000, and he figured he could repay that with interest in 6 months. Of course, Mama and Daddy believed his story and gave him the money.
Yeah, but when he went back there, he actually spent it all on gambling and alcohol, didn't he? He never even got close to generating an income with it.
Well, you know, he finally admitted to it. And he said when he was broke again, he was living in a porta potty for about 3 months, till the winter came along and the first fire he set for heat made the whole thing burst into flames.
3 months? How in the world did he survive 3 months in New York without a job?
Well, he said he'd moved the porta potty into an alley near a bar and charged drunks $5 to use it. For the first time, he was a businessman until his enterprise went up in smoke.
I don't know of any family member who'll give him the time of day now. We've all been cheated and lied to by him.
The last of the family to give him any money was my cousin Archimedes. About 5 years ago, old Cedric came to him with a story about being in trouble with the IRS. He said they'd found out about all the money he'd been given by folks, money he hadn't reported, and their audit led to a fine of $10,000. Of course, he didn't have the money.
And it was a credible story, considering that the whole family was aware of the funds he'd conned them out of.
Yeah, so old Archimedes wrote him a check without even asking him for proof the IRS was on his back. I tell you, Ma, old Cedric might be a crook, but he does have a gift of convincing rational people that his stories are true.
Yeah, you'd think with the mind and morals like that, old Cedric would get into politics. He'd be right at home in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I agree with you, Ma, but I don't think old Cedric has the energy and the drive to be in politics. I mean, he's good for a once-in-a-while con job for spending money, but he doesn't have the willpower to keep at it year after year like them politicians do.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Pa. So, getting back to what you said earlier about old Cedric talking to you on the phone, you said what he said was kind of odd.
Well, yeah. You know, when I answered the call and heard his voice, I just told him I didn't have any money for him, that I was tired of his thievery and manipulation of me and our family. And I was just about to end the call when he said, "Brother, I am so sorry. I don't know where to start." And then he hung up.
Well, that is odd. He's never ended a conversation before without mentioning money.
True. So I called all the family. I asked them if they heard from old Cedric. They all said it's been years since they had. So, you know, it appears he called just me. You think he's trying to con me again?
Well, I believe you need to call him back and get him to come clean. Don't hang up till he gives you the straight truth.
So Paul did just that. He and Cedric ended up talking for over 2 hours. Paul was shocked and astounded by what his brother told him, and he's anxious to fill Ma in.
Well, Ma, you're not going to believe what Cedric just told me.
Well, let me guess. Some feller in New York said he'd give him a good deal on the Empire State Building.
No, nothing like that. But his story did begin with a con.
I knew it.
So, but you got to hear this. Old Cedric said he was down on funds, and since he moved back here, he noticed just how, quote, religious, end quote, folks were around here. So many churches, even in small towns, and he had an idea to rent a tent and become an evangelist.
An evangelist?
Yeah.
Why, that man don't know the Bible. He is ignorant of the gospel, and for sure, he don't know Jesus.
Well, that's true, but listen to this. He got the tent put up and made a sign that said, "Revival." in a field near where there was a couple of churches. And he waited for Sunday morning. And nobody showed up. And after a couple hours, he was ready to pack it in when a man came into the tent and sat on the front row. Well, he figured one is better than none. And he proceeded to walk to the pulpit and say some, as he said, religious words. As he passed the man, he heard his name, and he stopped. He'd never heard such a loving voice before, and he turned to look at the man, and the feller stood up smiling and said, "Cedric, at last you're in the place I have wanted you to be. You have a story to tell, a life of debauchery, selfishness, lies, and a waste of your potential. But you have an opportunity to turn all of that wreckage into something that will give you glory. Give me glory."
You don't mean to say that man was Jesus.
Well, that's what Cedric came to believe. So right there he got on his knees and asked the Lord into his life. He wept and he laughed for joy. And he said all those years of filth and evil came off of him as Jesus forgave him his sins.
And you believe him?
Ma, for the first time in my life, I believe what Cedric said. And when he said Jesus told him he was in the right place, he knows in his heart that God is calling him to evangelize.
Oh, I get it. He wants money from you to buy a tent, and then a pump organ, and then he wants you to pay the salary for the choir.
Well, you might think that, but actually, he said while he was praying and praising God, them folks got out of church and came over to see what all the commotion was. They filled the tent while he was still on his knees with his eyes closed. When he finally opened his eyes, he expected to see Jesus standing in front of him. But instead of Jesus, there was over 100 folks smiling at him. The pastors also came. One of them asked him to explain what was going on. So right then and there, Cedric shared his testimony. His confession of a life invested in evil was now wrapped in the beautiful testimony of his salvation. One of the pastors invited him to preach at his church next Sunday. And that's, Ma, that's why he was calling me to invite us to attend.
Well, I'll be there. I want to see this miracle myself. Tell him we'll come.
I kind of already did, Ma. And another thing, he said to bring all of our bent coat hangers. He's finally figured out a way to straighten them.
Well, never give up on anyone who is far from Jesus. Don't play their game, but pray for them. Jesus loves them just as much as he does you, and even though you can't see it, he has a wonderful plan for their lives. And he can see down the road to the point when they will be able and willing to hear the gospel and invite him into their hearts. Never give up on God's people. Wow. What an important lesson and testimony we have today coming from Mom Paul. Isn't that awesome?
Amen.
That is quite awesome. All right. We have had a big morning already. You are listening to Wednesday Live, WCNO in Palm City, Florida. And I want to welcome right now our dear friends, Tim and Maria Widrow. Hopefully you all are able to hear us. And we're looking to hear what God has put on your heart in regards to the Daniel Fast.
Good morning, Jonathan and Ma and Pa.
Good morning.
How you doing, Tim? Maria, how you doing?
We're doing well. We're doing good.
Excellent.
that's good to hear.
Love Ma and Pa.
Amen.
Well, we love you too, also.
Amen.
Hey, we're here. We just wanted to let people know a couple of things about Daniel Fast coming up, April 4th. Through the 13th. It'll be a 10-day fast. And we're going to be praying for anybody who wants to be part of our group. So any prayer requests, we'd love to pray for you and with you. We're going to be praying against the division of the enemy and for repentance and revival in our land.
Yes.
And I think it's pretty important these days.
Very important. Very important. Very important.
We also want to let you know we have a new website that we just went live yesterday, actually. So there's a lot of new things there, new new information on our website, new look. So if you want to take a look at that, danielfast.org.
Danielfast.org, okay.
Yep. So we'd love to have folks, your listeners, to join us for that 10-day fast leading up to Resurrection Sunday.
Excellent. Excellent. And there are some resources available, I'm sure, on from your website. More information could be obtained there.
Yes, we have the very popular 21-day Daniel Fast workbook and guide, which can keep you organized, not only for yourself, but if you want to join a group, you know, for your church, for your small group, keeps everybody organized and on the same page. There's verses every day. There's meal plans. We also have a cookbook if you want to know what to eat. There's a 21-day Daniel Fast cookbook as well, and all that's available at our website. And there's even little videos there to show what you get. In other words, there's a review of the cookbook, you know, a paging through the cookbook to show you what you get, paging through the guides, so you know exactly what you get and how it can help you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Tim and Maria, in regards to fasting, and of course the Daniel fast, there are plenty of things that you can eat, and so it's not like you're on a water menu, you know, for 2 weeks or 10 days we're talking about. So there are foods you can eat, but you know, over the years, hearing the definition of insanity, doing the same thing and expecting different results. So many times I believe any of us could get caught up in a rut wherein we're praying for different results, maybe casually, but we're not seeing anything different. We're expecting something different, but we're doing the same old things. And so many people have a lot more experience with fast food and feasting than they do with fasting and seeking the heart of God. And certainly as we come up to the resurrection season and understand the burden that was on Christ and the fact that the disciples were, they were burdened down with what was going on in their world, just like we are today. People burdened down, just loaded down with what's going on in their world. And as Jesus asked them to watch and pray that they enter not into temptation, they found themselves falling asleep. And so, Tim, to you and Maria, we want to join in and wholeheartedly say, let's do something different this resurrection season. Let's passionately pursue the heart of God over these days coming up to resurrection and believe the Lord for great breakthroughs in our family and our nation. Once again, give us, you know, this starts on what day?
It's going to start next Wednesday, a week from today, on April 4th, and go through the 13th, which will be through that following Wednesday.
There we go.
And that way, it'll be a few days before Easter that, you know, you can enjoy regular food, I guess you'd say, with your family. But as you said, the Daniel fast is not a starvation fast by any means. So it's a good, healthy food.
Yeah, it's a very healthy, and I think your body craves for it because it's abundance of fruit and vegetables, which they are, they can come in a fresh. And also there is a lot of, you can eat a lot of seeds, nuts, grains, prepared in different way from in different cuisine.
All right.
So it's not like you're going to suffer or be starvation.
You're not going to die.
You're not going to die.
No.
And for those who think they're going to die, I think they need to do to challenge themselves.
Amen. All right, we're running out of time. Tim and Maria, we love you. Once again, go to danielfast.org. Did I say that right?
You did. DanielFast.org. Thank you.
Looking for a fast from the 4th, which is what day?
Well, actually, the 4th is a Monday.
It's
April.
A Monday. Okay. Through the 13th?
Yeah. And the 13th
I'm
is a
sorry.
Wednesday.
Yep.
It is.
From a Monday?
Thinking, It's going to be right in line with your prayer and share, I believe.
Yeah.
There we go. There we go. So great.
Say some prayers for
us. Great. Yeah, say some prayers for us. All right. We love you all. And we're just going to close out the morning by saying to all of our family, thank you so much for supporting WCNO. Thank you so much for being a part of this ministry, a partner in this ministry. Understanding for now more than 30 years, we have been communicating the gospel of Jesus Christ through Christian radio. And prayer and share is the time where we come to you making our requests known. We do look for your partnership and